This is PBS Radio. This is Live Talk Radio. Hey, this is the call-in show, too. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. And you just never know. We didn't do the intro song today, but next week it'll be back. Hey, tell your friends to listen every Saturday night, Pacific time, 10 p.m. Hey, it's still the 22nd out there in California, but this show is being broadcast out of New York City at the same time as being broadcast out of California. And here in New York City, we are on the 23rd of December already. It's 1 a.m., 5 minutes after 1 a.m. Hey, and if you're in over in England, yeah, you're 5 hours beyond that. It's like 6 a.m. Sunday morning. But anyhow, back to 10 p.m. Saturday, California. Hey, the show's Connect the Dots. And we fooled everybody. We started playing another show, and now we're going to do it live from this point on. If you got something to squawk about, call in. And you want to be squawking about 5D. You can follow me on Twitter. I make a lot of bold statements there. If you got a pen or pencil or tablet, or you have a mental computer inside of your mind, write it down. My hashtag is Tom Edison Prez. TomEdisonPrez. Yeah. And I'm always making bold statements out there, just like I do on the radio show. That's why I claim the show is better than Coast to Coast. There's nothing here in wishy-washy talk like you do on some of those shows where the host doesn't want to take a stand or he doesn't have anything positive to say or bold to say. Listen, I'm bolder than Alex Jones and all his friends put together, you know? But I talk about sensible things, and I don't waste my time talking about what the idiots do. This is an educational show. We know that U.S. government, just like all the other governments, they're all controlled by lobbyists, bankers, ETs. ETs have their control, showing little hands in the mixture there. And that's a sad story, but it's all going to change when the event happens. I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. Well, hey, follow me on Twitter. I talk about it now and then. There's other people that are really informed about what's going on with these. I tell people to follow at Cobra Info 1, so just like it says. And there's star seats out there on Twitter. They talk about it too. Their main purpose is to star seats. This is nuclear duties. They're here to anchor in the love vibration into our planet Earth, because Earth is already evolving. It's ahead of us. It's going to bring us with it, those of us that evolve at this point in time. It's important to evolve. It has to do with raising your vibration. And meanwhile, we're living in a world, especially in the United States, where they do everything to slow your vibration down. Seriously. They're not consciously doing it, but behind the scenes, they're constantly manipulating people to make laws to slow us down. And they're talking about lowering the traffic speeds. Well, you know, that's not going to help you evolve. Actually, driving faster will help you evolve. And I don't care what anybody says. If you have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem. I'm talking truth here. Don't wear your seatbelt. No, that's another con game to slow you down. It restricts your breathing. Breathing is part of your life force. You know, half your life force is breath. Most of you probably didn't realize that. You know? Sometimes I hear about swamis and other spiritual people living on air alone. Well, I guess you did, since it's half your life force, and you learn how to get what you can out of just breathing. And we all got a lot to learn with that, but that's part of it. You wear your seatbelt, you're restricting your breathing. It's slowing down your vibration. It's all part of the evil plot to keep you stupid and keep you locked in the matrix. Seatbelt's one of the most oppressive laws ever put on the face of this earth. And you know, they're slowing it down with the lines, you know? It's a game to annoy you. Instead of actively jumping around like children and having a great time, they have you waiting in lines. Lines at the stores, lines at the airport. That's almost a guarantee now. In fact, they want you to come 6 hours early to the airport and stand in line for 6 hours. Because they want to annoy the crap out of you, because that's the evil crap that's controlling our world. They want you to remain dumb. It's all intentional. This isn't happening by chance. But anyhow, I see light at the end of the tunnel. The people that are part of this, the beings, the higher evolved civilizations that are part of free planet Earth and the dark forces, their battle cry is victory of the light. And it's all love connected. Love is the most powerful vibration in the universe. Love can cancel out darkness if it can. And that's what we all need to be doing. Whether you know anything about what's going on or not, the most important thing anybody can do is project more love out there. I have a statement. Projecting love will gather love. A smile goes a long way. Smile and the world smiles with you. Open the door for somebody. Say something kind to somebody. Hey, Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas is a good thing to say. Forget it, just happy holiday bullshit. That's the mind-controlling government and mainstream media trying to make the celebration of the birth of Jesus less important, because all the dark forces that are controlling our world, they're all anti-Christ, anti-God, pieces of crap. Yes, they are. Now, some of them are on the wrong side of the fence, and maybe it'll change when the event happens. You know what the event is? The event is when the pulse of light finally hits the earth. It goes through all of us, and it's supposedly going to be an exhilarating happening. I wish it would happen soon. I keep hearing about delays, and now I'm thinking, man, this sounds like meet the new boss, just like the old boss, you know, delays and you're putting it off. Well, hopefully they'll come around and finally make it happen, you know. I'm tired of hearing these excuses. Yeah, I know it's rough when you're trying to take on all the evil and darkness that's on planet Earth and there's plenty of it here. But our part is to project good, loving thoughts out there. You know, when you think, your thoughts connect with the focal point of energy that outline the geometric structures that transduce the energy from one energy zone to the next energy zone, one dimension to the next dimension. And your thoughts traveling at 10 to the 41st power. That's right, this information was given to us like, I don't know, 30 years ago, if not longer. And why aren't our children being taught this information? Why are scientists pretending that this stuff isn't known? It's almost hysterical. You know, where are all the good people with the money? Where are all the people who have the money? Where are the good people, you know? I don't understand, like, President Trump, he hates the fake news media. He brought us to call fake news media. Hey, thank you, President Trump, for cluing us in on that. We kind of knew already, but it's important to say it. You know, I just got to wonder, why don't he just start his own broadcasting network? Bypass Twitter, you know? And then he can give his own news out there. No, President Trump, you got the money to do it. You don't know how to do it. Well, hey, you need to get in touch with me so I can explain to you how to do it. You got the money. What are you waiting for? Meanwhile, I wish I had a supporter. I'm running for president, too. Poor person running for president is a raging candidate. I may not have the money. I may not have any connections, but I've got the goods. I've got the know-how of how to take command of situations. I have the a lifetime of experience is dealing with the general public, serving the general public, customer bases, etc., etc., and living amongst poor middle class people my whole life, I think. And it's a fun life. It used to be. Now it's getting, everything has gotten so costly. It's not as much fun as it used to be. And those of us that were middle class now, we're being poor. Being made poor. We used to blame the government. And of course, the government has, you know, your excuses why you're like that. Well, we got to do what the lobbyists say us to do. We got to listen to the ETs. We got to listen to the reptilians. And the devil looking Dracos. Yeah, we have to listen, and we have to listen to the bankers, and who are in league with the Dracos and the reptilians and the Anunnaki. Yeah, I find my book Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I got the name for the show. I explain about why things are the way they are. The so-called 12th planet. You know, some people say it exists, some people say it isn't. Well, regardless, there's a historical record of being from the planet that apparently, according to the inscriptions on stone, every 3,600 years it comes around. Well, you know, maybe there could be some confusion with 3,600 years or 3,600 moons. But anyhow, the numbers seem to figure more with Earth years. And supposedly, this planet goes out to Sirius and comes back. And recently people have been talking about, yeah, there is no such thing, but then that might be more information. But, a lot of these, rulers use artifacts, that have been found in the Middle East for 11 years. And I talk about the Middle East, that's where the real Stargate was found. I hear some of this information is just coming out now in the last year or so. A lot of it's been out there before for 20, 30, 40 years. Even longer, some of it. But it doesn't make it to mainstream media because they are solid with keeping us stupid and manipulating us just to buy products. And if you ever get to see that movie, They Live, 1988 movie, I think, starring the famous wrestler Roddy Piper, and professional wrestler, that is. You know, that's what government is like today. It's like between the Democrats and the Republicans, it's a professional wrestling scenario. That's right, it went. One year the Democrats are good guys, next year the Republicans are the good guys. And then they go in cycles for years or decades and whatever. Like one time, you know, if you go back far enough in American history, even before some of you that might be listening were born, at one time liberal was good. Liberal was the way to go. It was the new age, and it was embraced with love, expanding the mind with psychedelics, and good things were beginning to happen, and that was connected with liberals. Then all of a sudden it flipped around to where it is today. Liberals are the libtards, so they say. Funny, but it's a whole different ball game right now. But the U.S. government... It's a professional wrestling scenario. I don't know if you haven't watched professional wrestling, you ought to go watch it. You know, this man is the master of it. So who's running the United States? Vince McMahon? Professional wrestling scenario in the government there. You know, one day good guys, next day there's bad guys, and it keeps going back and forth. And it's all, they're all racking out parts. None of them are serving me, close to none of them. And, you know, hey, that's what the ETs have to say about President Trump. You know, he's not serving the light, the dark, he's serving himself. And so if, you know, you think he's serving America, well, I don't know, he might be doing his best, but in you know, reality, his main goal is to serve himself. That person is. Yeah, but one thing people like about President Trump, though, those who like him, is that he's not one of the evil cabal, you know. He's an independent one, and that's why he got, you know, so popular.
because we're all tired of hearing you and Sanders, the phony politicians that do nothing. They promise us everything, and when they get elected, it's a free ride for 4 years. Oh, well, so much for that. And, I got to say is that you missed the intro song today because the way we did it different, we weren't able to put the intro song in next Saturday. You'll have that Stacy Music, one of my songs. I want you to be my idol. The end guitar solo to it. It's about a little over a minute long. And that's how I usually start my show. Hey, my music's at the CD Baby Store. Best way to get here is go to BBS Radio. You might be listening through your computer now. Well, the schedule, I'm on Station 1, BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. And when the show's Connect the Dots, just click on the name of my show, and then you scroll down a bit, and you'll see the CD Baby link. Yeah, you click on that, it takes you to my two albums. I claim you have some of the best songs ever written. And, if you listen to the song at the beginning, the spacey guitar work, you listen to the songs at the end of the show, you'll see that I have some good music there, worth buying, you know? And, you'll be impressed. Because I have to say it, not because if I say it, people told me you're a great songwriter. Hey, and I went out there and I proved it. I made a couple of albums. Of course, I got plenty of other songs that are not out there now, but two albums is enough to represent me as one of the best songwriters ever. Prove me wrong. I don't know. But hey, it's out there. You know what's good about CD Baby? I'm doing commercial for you. when you go to, look up somebody's music at CD Baby Music Store. You get a 29-second preview of every song that's on an album. And you can buy the songs singly for 99 cents, or you can buy the album, which is going to drop the price of the song down to probably 50 cents a song. But it's there, you know, maybe get to listen to 29 seconds of the song, that should tell you whether you like it or not. And anyhow, so much for that. But you'll hear at the end of the show today, you'll hear some of my great guitar music and my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem too. Everybody wants to be somebody. And I in particular won't be satisfied unless I am. But I am somebody who writes. If I had to list all the accomplishments I made in my life, I don't know. I'd run out of paper and pencil. a joke. Anyhow, all I gotta say is, you know, I'm an opinionated person. You know, I have not heard such much lately in the last week. Everybody's lying. Nobody's telling the truth. They're all liars. Most people. You know, they're just making these lies up on the spot, and they talk all day about it. You know, CNN, they take a topic and they beat it to death. You know, they milk it for weeks if they can get away with it. Because that's the trashy thing they are. Where are all the good people with the money? I keep asking. If you're listening to this radio show, do you know somebody who has some money? I'm looking to start the news. A national broadcasting network, you know, to compete with all these phony organizations out there. All it takes is one good network to broadcast the truth out there. And we could change this world around so fast. It's a shame that all these people with money, what are you doing with that money? You're hoarding your money and you're just looking to make more money. If there's billionaires out there with all that money they don't know what to do with, do something good, like start a truth television network. What are you, afraid to do something good with your money? I mean, the world needs to hear the truth, you know? The ETs are going to be landing here with a one-day warning
some, you know, they have the power to break in all the broadcasting stations and maps, and that's what's going to happen, and that's where it's leading up to the event. They're actually going to land on our planet, and they're going to take over, kind of like, in a sense, they're going to start a mass arrest of all the bad guys, you know, that have been still getting away with things and avoiding prosecution, and they're going to give us what's called galactic law, which is going to be a lot better than what we have now, you know, and hey, they're going to pass out the replicators. Yes, replicators, is that amazing? Machines that replicate physical matter, you know. I like to remind people that last century there were some great futuristic type shows like The Twilight Zone, One Step Beyond, and Outer Limits, that were foretelling what was coming on in the future. In fact, I say that in my book, Connected Dots Theory. There's 1,001 reasons to buy this book, because I got 1,001 bits of information in it. And one of them is about science fiction movies, you know? Science fiction movies are telling us, you know, three things. You know, it's either something that's happened in the past, long ago, we forgot about it, something that's happening right now, behind the scenes, and we're just not aware of it, or it's something that's going to happen in the near future. It's always, science fiction is always giving us one of those three possibilities when it tells the story. Now, this Twilight Zone episode, something in the valley or something like that, where the guy's running out of gas, his car is lost, and he sees this little road sign that says town, whatever it's called, and Pleasant Valley or something. And he turns down that road to find a gas station in the town and gets his gas. And then he notices something unusual. And eventually, because he's a reporter, he finds out these people have replicators in this town. And this is something that was cooked up for a story back in 1961. And now, you know, we have, you know, small versions of replicators here, but the real thing is going to be given to us by the ETs when they land. And they're going to give us the tachyon chambers too. Tachyons are particles that are considered the basic particles in the universe before matter was invented. They don't interact with matter, but they have an effect on matter. So basically, tachyon chambers are places that a person goes in, and the body is healed by tachyon particles radiating through them. And they're going to be supplying us with tachyon chambers too. I mean, now you can buy one. $2,500, like beyond the price range of the average person to spend that much money. But when you think about it, it's not a bad price considering this is a device that's good for really healing, whereas pharmaceutical medicine is nothing but a sham, or a band-aid, or a cover-up, or a delusion, or a hook to get you hooked, and on more bullshit. And of course, anybody who should realize that bullshit has nothing to do, when we say bullshit, has nothing to do with the experiment of a bull. It's a colloquialism that is kind of accepted around the world. Anyhow, hey, listen, you know, right, like I said, it's the 23rd year in the New York area, which brings it 2 days to Christmas. Yeah, you might have heard of that holiday before. Everybody used to know about Christmas in America, and now it's trying to get the powers to be, the evil controllers of the world, they're trying to stamp it out, you know, because they don't like anything to do with Jesus, who gave us the fourth apocalypse revelation, the gospel.
You know, it's one of the stupidest things with American law is the separation of church and state. They have taken that statement and they have used it to create nothing but bad things out of it. You know, the original idea was because we broke away from England, and in England the government had certified that the Church of England was the only official belief system in England. So they didn't want the same thing to happen here, but they worded the whole thing wrong, and it's been manipulated in a wrong way. I mean, sure, nobody wants the government telling them what to believe, but at the same time, when you take an important individual, one of the greatest human beings that ever walked the face of the earth, Jesus of Nazareth, and you remove him from the history books because you say there's some conflict of interest there. No, this is a human being. And if you take the time to read the Gospels, those are the four books in the Bible, Book of Matthew, Book of John, Book of Luke, and Book of Mark. The four Gospels. Four different people basically telling you what they remembered, what Jesus taught. And you can make a list of all his philosophical statements and words of wisdom that he imparted upon mankind. It wasn't just for the Jewish people, it was for all people. And I say he's the greatest philosopher of all time. He has more philosophical statements in the Gospels than anybody else ever. Hey, prove me wrong. Hey, this is cool radio show. You got somebody you think that has more great philosophical statements? Hey, call up now. 888-627-6008. So, you know, to deprive Americans of learning the knowledge and wisdom that was revealed to mankind some 1950 years ago, 2000 years ago, you know, you're depriving children of knowledge and wisdom, you know? The people who made these decisions are evil. Yeah? Okay, they're evil. Because we need to talk about the spiritual world. We need to talk about, there is a single source of all there is. And we need to talk about the Trinity, too. You know, one of the best definitions of God in the dictionary is a threefold omnipresent personality. There you go. You know, some people, you might be, your comprehension might not be good, and you can figure out how can anyone have three personalities? I don't see what the problem is, really. You know? I think a lot of people have multiple personalities. So why would you try to limit God, the single source of all he is? You know, God went from a single source to a trinity. That's an error, you know, standing. And I explained the geometry in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Again, everything is connected, and geometry is part of the connection. Which therefore translates, before there were numbers, there was geometry. Numbers were invented to quantitatively explain geometry. But geometry was being formed first before the numbers. Hey, yeah, you want to, is there any Einstein scientists out there that want to keep using that word Einstein? You know, he was, famous, again, they we were all brainwashed to think that this guy was like Mr. Know-it-all. You know, he came up with a formula equal to MC squared. We all know that, you know. The most famous formula of all time, probably. But, he didn't know how to deal with things that couldn't, when the numbers didn't work out right, he was baffled. And it was annoying, you know. I was one of these people that everything, you want to put it in a nice, neat box and categorize everything. Well, if you don't have all the pieces to the picture puzzle, how are you going to finish the picture? You can't. And, of course, he had no way of knowing that there was many more pieces to the big picture. And his formulas do hold up to a certain point. But then there's that point beyond that point when you, go faster than the speed of light, it's a whole different set of mathematics and realities. Futuristic science, it's called. Hey, the beginning of futuristic science came fucking out in a book called The Fuse of Enoch. That was back in 1973. I actually met the author, and he's genuine, and he received the information from one of the higher intelligence groups. And that's where a lot of the information that comes to Earth is. The more evolved societies bestow information upon us at different points in time, and it's going to be happening again very soon. Hey, from what I hear, this thing with the Earth evolving into the fifth dimension has to happen the last day to something like the beginning of July in 2025. That is the last moment for the Earth to evolve. I know the question the Earth is evolving, is going to be evolving. It's the question, are we going to go with the Earth? You know, we have to do our best to leave these old vibrations behind. That could be a song. I want to leave these old vibrations behind. Okay. And it'll come out on the my new album called The Voice of Wills. Thank you very much. Where we're going to redo the song that Elvis never did, but we're going to use his voice. The voice of Elvis. Yeah. Put the creak in the door. But it's coming. I talk about music all the time. You know, if you go to BBS Radio, search my profile. You know, go down to my show, Saturday 10 p.m. Click on the name of the show. Click on my name. You'll find all about me, the things I'm doing. You'll find out I'm a musician, songwriter, recording artist, and video production. I still have my trailer for Subway Fantasy in 2019. The full Subway Fantasy movie is going to be out there, and it's going to be free. How about that? You know, because I'm looking to set good examples. You got to put things out there for free. And, hey, I'm running for president. You know, if you feel you like something that I put out there for free, find it in your heart to PayPal me. I have this thing on my website. Plus, I've got the most, you know, a lot of people live their lives through cell phones. Well, my presidential website, 2020presidenttommadison.com, is accessible on your cell phone. And it was designed by me to work on your cell phone, so you don't have to get down to a laptop to see it. And it's the customized size for a cell phone. And just check it out. You'll be impressed. Well, that's why I'm running for president, because I've got the goods. I'm bringing the solutions to the table. I'm bringing the knowledge, the wisdom that I've learned in life. If you think President Trump has done a lot, I think he has, compared to Obama. Well, what's that comparing to? Obama did nothing. But close to nothing. to waste taxpayers' money. Seem like what President Trump has done, or you can acknowledge that he's accomplished a bit. Well, I'm qualified to accomplish 100 times more than him. I'm also Make America Great Again. I like that slogan. But I can do it way better than he can. I still don't understand. He's got all the money in the world. Why doesn't he start his own TV station? You know?
And give us the real news, you know. Stop just calling it fake news, fake news. Give us some real news.
Well, President Trump, are you listening? Probably not. But you ought to be listening. Somebody pass the word to him. Listen to PBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. And maybe he'll recognize a real leader talking. I mean, he's a leader in his own way. He's not as smart as me, and he can't do as much for America as I can. That's why I'm running for president. In fact, that's what government is supposed to be. The most qualified person should be the president. Not Joe Biden, because he says, in fact, he stole my phrase there. I've been saying, the last two elections, I've been saying I'm the most qualified, as I was in the last two elections, too. I just don't have the money, for the whole world to know about it. But, I'm chugging away. I got the radio station here, past the world. Hey, Tom Edson is running for president. I'm doing it the hard way, right in Kennedy. That means you have to actually go and write my name in. No, there's not going to be things set up for me because I'm never going to be a member of the Democrats or the Republicans. These two people created all the problems. They are the blame. You have to blame them for everything we can, yeah. Hey, they're supposed to be. What does it all come down to now? It's a game of tit for tat, you know? And now especially... the government's really going to be balanced. They're going to get nothing done. The House is going to be Democrat. The Senate's going to be Republican. And don't expect too much done in the next 2 years because it's going to be gridlock. Because these people don't have to get along. That's why, again, people should vote for me for president because I know how to get people to work together. It's called ingenuity. It's called the art of the conversation. And it's not as hard as you think. Only people that don't know what to do have a problem. You know? And that's it. People that don't know what to do have a problem making decisions. But then there's people like me that just, you've got the knack, as it's called, the knowingness. You know, if you just walk into a situation and you know what to do, that's because people like myself were connected to the big picture. You know, there's support out there for everyone once you learn how to connect. In fact, that's one of the great teachings of Jesus, whose birthday we celebrate in 2 days on Christmas. That's it. You know, Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Jesus. It's known that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. I happen to know he was born on August 21st. How do I know that? Why don't you call up and ask me and I'll tell you. How about that? But, you know, we should celebrate that day too. And then you would have 2 days of birthday celebration. More presents for everybody. Hey, how about that? And that's what the whole thing with the presents is. Supposedly, the three wise men, or the three magi, however you want to describe them, three noted people had heard there was going to be a birth of a special person, and they traveled and eventually arrived at the location of the birth of Jesus, bringing presents for him. And that's how we celebrate Christmas, you know, and in memory of that event, we bring presents to people that we care about. And when you're a child, hey, Christmas is presents. And we came up with this story of Santa Claus. Well, you know, sure, eventually, children get old enough and they're like, no, there's no Santa Claus. How could there be, you know? But it's an image that'll, because it's for a long, long time, and they never die out. Anyhow, that's it. Two more days. 25th of December is the celebration for the birth of Jesus. One of the greatest men to ever walk the face of this earth. Plus, the only individual that there's a record of that when he went out to preach, he specifically said, I only tell you what
my direct connection to Heavenly Father tells me whom I'm in direct contact with. I only tell you what He tells me to tell you. Now, there is no one else ever claimed to have that, direct connection when they've spoken. You know, many people have many connections to higher authorities in the celestial world, but nobody has ever come to Earth and had direct communication with the Heavenly Father 24/7, and only things He taught mankind was what the Heavenly Father, as you can say God, wanted us to learn. The Heavenly Father is the first source of the Trinity, the original source of all there is, personally known as the Heavenly Father, because He is, in a way, the Father of all there is. His first creations where He made Himself into a Trinity. And from there on, things went and expanded. All this information actually has been given to us, but it's been hoarded, it's been gathering dust on bookshelves, and it should be brought out to the public that so much has been told us and it gets buried. And of course, the dark forces want that, because they want to keep us around as slave laborers, idiots, and pawns. Well, so much for that. Hey, happy birthday, Jesus. And I hope everybody gets their Christmas wishes. If you didn't do it, then, you know, Santa Claus will get to you. He knows if you've been sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been dead or good, so the best thing is good. For goodness sake. Okay. Let me tell you something. You just hear so many amazing things. You just have to speak about them sometimes. Like, I hear certain ETs, you ought to accept, they're here, come on. They've been working with government projects for years. We've all heard the famous story about, the guy from, the war. Who met with President Eisenhower. That's right. Valiant Thor offered mankind free energy, and unfortunately President Eisenhower was bullied by all the world controllers at that time, back in the early 50s, and we had to send him back, and sorry boy, thanks for the offer, but we can't accept it, you know. It'll hurt the profit makers. So we lost out on that, but it's going to be coming again when the event happens, when they finally land with their big spacecraft. They're going to give us, I don't think it's going to be a handout line like a soup kitchen or something like that, but eventually they're going to disperse the free energy machines, the replicators, and the tachyon chambers will be made available for those who need healing. Meanwhile, probably marijuana is the best deal to you. It's been proven time in and time again. It's the damn corporate controllers of the world, big pharma, the money makers, the deceivers, that they don't want us to have the free medicine. And they're still fighting this nonsense out. But anyhow, I hear that certain ETs, ET for extraterrestrials, certain ETs wear a belt that can make them invisible, just like in the science fiction movies. Again, science fiction telling us about what's going on behind the scenes or what's coming to us in the future. Meanwhile, on Earth, the chain of command structures are being used against the human race. In so many ways, it's sickening.
And we the people need to take command of our government. And that's the situation. But at the same time, we need to project more love out there. We just stop, you know, it's unbelievable. We have things called Environmental Protection Agency, and they just turn a blind eye to everything that they're paid money to turn a blind eye to. I mean, it's another fake organization. They make it difficult for people who buy property to get stuck with contaminants on the property. When they should be going after the people who contaminated the soil to begin with. Plus, I'll give you a perfect example of how the EPA is not paying attention. There's something called the NSA, National Security Agency, Data Center in Utah. And they've gotten the green light to waste tremendous amounts of water to cool down all their equipment that they use to keep tabs on everybody beyond a normal amount of information. And this is what they waste the taxpayers' money on. This is what they contaminate the earth with. Where's the EPA on this, huh? Where's the EPA on the weather manipulators, the ones that are creating havoc all over the world, the ones that are giving droughts to California, and then they combine the energy weapons and cook everybody's home and call it a forest fire? Unbelievable. The only trees that burned were the ones that caught fire after the houses were all set on fire. You know, this, my President Trump, why don't you have the real news out there so we could talk about this? You know, he shows up there, he doesn't even say a word, like, none, you know? Just because you had a few successes, like, wake up, pal, you know? Listen to my radio show, President Trump. Somebody tell me to listen to my show and listen to a real leader talk. I mean, you're not even aware of what's going on. And you're the president? Well, that's nothing new. I mean, I'll say this. I mean, Obama knew what was going on. He didn't do any great for the people here, but he knew what was going on because he was part of the secret space program himself. Words been out. Books about this. Where he was, recognized, you know, they got the secret space program, they got the Mars colony, they've got, the slave trade going out there, this is all gonna be brought to an end. I hear there's something like 900 races from across the galaxy come here to trade for, slaves, human slaves, I guess, and sex trade for abducted women that are sold into sex slavery, I guess. I mean, all these bad things going on. Well, that's all coming to an end. Thank God that the good guys have finally showed up. But like we're saying, like we're up to it. Well, we're waiting on this one. You know, there's a lot of anticipation. The best thing we can do to make it happen for us is start being more loving to your neighbor. And believe it or not, the best way for us to get along right now is we need to segregate ourselves. That's right. Integration has gone overboard. Well, they did that on purpose. They didn't want us to get along. They wanted us to keep fighting because that's how they keep control of mankind, keep us fighting all the time. We all ought to section ourselves off, and like-minded people need to be with like-minded people. We have too much multicultural mixing, and it rarely works. New York City is probably one of the places it does work, but still the same people are being happier amongst the people that look to see things their way. And in fact, if you go to neighborhoods in any big city, you see people congregate amongst their kind at the same goes. You know, there's the Chinese neighborhood, there's the Jewish neighborhood, there's the a variety of African neighborhoods, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And that's it. We may socialize in the workplace with different races, but when we go home to basically people that are like-minded. the way, you know, this is normality, and we need to be around like-minded people if we want to be projecting love, you know? Why try something ridiculously hard? You got 10 to 20 different people in a room, they're all different races, it makes it difficult for them all to get along. And that, of course, that's what this multiculturalism is all about, making it difficult for people to get along. Doing this, breaking this down to the lowest common denominator, one size fits all, and all that nonsense. Well, we need to take command of the situation and stop being manipulated by government. Remember, government's supposed to, we need to be telling the government what to do, not vice versa, the way they turned it around. And we need to do that now. Hey, you know what? We're coming to the end of the show. And, all I want to say is, hey, you got fooled at the beginning of the show. But you missed out on the song. Next week, please tune in next week. And, you'll hear the song that, the guitar, the spacey guitar music that starts my show. And, well, you're going to hear some songs right now that, at the end of the show, when I do the countdown to end the show, you're going to hear one of the most tasteful lead guitar parts ever put on record at the, end guitar solo of my original song titled, Are You the Party in Kind? It's on my album, American Party Songs. Get there, go to the CD Baby News store and get there by going to BBS Radio Saturday, 10 p.m. This is the Connect the Dots radio show. This is your host, Tom Anderson. Connect on it. Click on the name of the show. It takes you to the CD Baby link. Hey, buy one of my albums for your, for Christmas present for somebody, that appreciates, well-written songs. Kind of like, you can listen to me and see what, but, it'd be a good gift for anybody who's a musician, anybody, who likes well-written songs, rock and roll, folk music. One of my albums is called Songs Better Than Dylan because they're philosophical, they're, mind-expanding, thoughtful songs. If you like, your mind to be taken on a trip, a journey, buy that album. Buy for somebody who needs to listen to some good music. Buy the Party Song album if you want to hear good rock and roll. My rock and roll songs are timeless. They'll still sound good 10 years from now. Anyhow, we're going to the end of the show, and then after that fantastic lead guitar part, followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody, and it could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're gonna do the countdown now. Hey, everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. Find somebody who's, not shy. Call in and squawk about something. Funny things to squawk about. Hey, you can talk about time travel, of course, crystals, pyramids, free energy, you name it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. Use the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. wanna join, till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. Get it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.